This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome in Ken McCusick from Film Study Baltimore. Ken, how are you?
Hey, life's good, Jeremy. How about you?
Good. So take us back to Monday night. What's going through your mind while you're watching the first half and the crazy heroics that we saw in the fourth quarter and overtime?
Yeah, fantastic comeback. Just remind me of the 2003 Seattle game in a lot of ways. Jeremy, I'm sure you remember that one. Mm-hmm. But just a number of consecutive improbable events that had to all work out perfectly for the Ravens to get back tied in that football game. And they all fairly much came to fruition. A lot of the crowd had left, but those who stayed very, very loud on Monday night, and I thought that was great.
What did you see from our run defense, particularly the inside linebacking core?
So a lot of the same problems. The biggest thing that really bothered me in this game was that the Colts got every combination block they wanted to make. So they were moving a lot of linemen into level two, and they were sticking on inside linebackers who were having a lot of trouble getting off their blocks. This game, to me, wasn't as much about bad tackling. I thought the Ravens' tackling actually took a step forward in this game. But I think it was more about them not being able to get off blocks in level two.
Talking to Ken McCusick here on the Big Bad Morning Show. So what did you see with Carson Wentz and why they had so much success in the passing game and even in the running game as well?
He did everything, you know, very well in terms of deception in this game. You see, he's very comfortable making multiple fakes even before he turns his back towards the defense again, turns his front towards the defense again, I should say. But he got the Ravens in space. He put the ball in places where they would have to make tackles, rally to the ball. And, you know, he put the ball in places where he improved the run game's ability to do things and improve the receiver's ability to make yards after the catch. So that 76-yard play was a really bad collision between Jimmy Smith and Clark that really caused a lot of that. But anyway, they had lots of opportunities to make yards after the catch and after blocks were set up in the run game.
Mm. What about the defensively? My favorites, I mentioned them yesterday. Guys you don't really see much because they work inside, like Calais Campbell, and I thought Justin Houston as well.
Yeah, Justin Houston had a real good game as a pass rusher. I thought he was the most efficient of the Ravens' pass rushers. Got to the quarterback and had a quarterback hit and a sack of his own, obviously negated by penalty, one by a DPI and the other by a horse collar tackle of his own. But he had good pressure all night, and I thought he was very effective. Did miss a big tackle on the 29-yard play. That was the big one that got them their last field goal of the game. So otherwise, I thought he was very good.
How about Calais Campbell?
Yeah, he's fantastic. Week after week dominates. Great two-way defender in terms of the run and the pass. He gives you something in both those areas. Playing very low this year, which is something you love to see. Penetrating into the backfield. And, of course, the block kick was huge in this game.
How much do you see this offense changing? It's so weird to kind of look at things because the past two games they've struggled to run the football. You know, we know they can run it with Lamar pretty much any time they want, or at least you feel like it because he's special. But seeing what he's doing from the pocket, seeing what he's doing just throwing the football in general, that game on Monday night was incredible. And anybody that had questions about him, I feel like that should answer most of them. But give me your thoughts on just what this offense could look like moving forward.
Yeah, it's going to be more pass-heavy, I'm sure, than it has been in the past because the running backs just are not a threat at all in the same way. The offensive line is very banged up, and If the Ravens tried to become a run first team, I think a lot of that would go away. Other teams, Denver played a lot of run blitzes and was willing to pack the line of scrimmage. I'm afraid the Ravens will see more of that, and it'll be more difficult for Lamar to do some of the things he did against the Colts. The Colts really played off a lot, and a lot of four-man rush still. They only rushed nine times in the whole game out of 45 dropbacks, and they only rushed five. They never rushed six or seven. Denver had more success the more they rushed, and so I think it's going to be a case where Lamar's going to have to probably face more of a pass rush by numbers as the season goes on, and other teams decide they want to force him to make plays under pressure.
So what do you think about this whole controversy we have about is running backs don't matter, and why do you think the running game is so? It goes from your record setting, in the same conversation we have with Jerry now, goes from setting over the NFL record to leading the league to now, to me, looking pretty anemic. Is it the offensive line being banged up? Is it our running backs, losing your starters initially? Is a combination of this, but they look pretty bad right now.
Yeah, they do, and they've. I think if I had to pick any one thing that's really holding the team back the most, it would probably be the running backs at this point. But they don't have good offensive tackles, and that really is hurting the team right now. They just lost the guy who's probably the team's best run blocker in Ben Cleveland, and we don't know how long he'll be out. He wasn't playing all that much, so it's not like they already were capitalizing on that, but he's the guy who could turn around the run game if anybody could. And then the guys are older backs who just don't have the kind of burst. And if you look at any kind of the analytics measures, the rush yards over expected, Murray, for example, was about 0.7 yards below average going into this game. So below expectation, I should say. So that's just not going to recover from that very easily.
What do you think we see Sunday? Because watching I don't know how much you got a chance to see the Chargers with the Ravens having a day off on Sunday, but offense looks really good. Their defense didn't look great in that game, but we know they have the ability to get stops. Could be a fun matchup come Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the best teams in all of football, and this is a matchup I wouldn't say AFC supremacy, but this is a matchup for a team to take a big step forward in terms of where they are in the AFC coming out of this game. I think Buffalo is still the team in the AFC right now, but we'll see who's number two on Sunday.
Talk about the Bills. I think the Chargers are the most balanced team in the league, but them and the Bills are kind of close. What about Kansas City? Do you think this is just an anomaly that they're 2-3 or whatever, or are they really taking a slide now because the defense is they allow so many points?
Yeah, the defense is terrible. Unfortunately, they're a lot like the Ravens in how they're constructed right now. They're a team that relies on the pass. They're more of a team probably that relies on fewer receivers even than the Ravens, which I never thought I would say. But the Ravens actually have more receiving weapons than the Kansas City Chiefs, but they also have a defense that's probably even worse than what the Ravens are fielding right now. So, I think they're very similarly constructed.
Hey, Ken, tell everybody about Film Study Baltimore.
Thanks. FilmStudyBaltimore.com. If you want offensive line scoring or analysis of the defense, podcasts every day, they're all out there.
Ken, thanks for your time as always, man. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.